Okay, and it was a pretty interesting TikTok outlining about, you know, the cities of London, the three flags. I never got to ask that question, so I'm going to ask it. And it was quite a bit of information. But my question is, out of that, about the three pillars, the D.C. flag that had the three stars. Okay, but my question is the Treaty of 1783 still in effect?
Today or for much longer?
For much longer.
And no, not for much longer. Mm-hmm. See how he covered it there? It is still actually in effect, but it's not
going
to be about a minute. But we couldn't say it like that because Chad would find that. And, but Ion, you said. He's good at that.
Wow.
He likes those gotchas. Not really. He don't really want to have gotchas because now they've listened enough now that they see that there's a benefit to this crazy bullshit we spout. It's actually becoming, so it's a little crazy. See, it doesn't matter how loud the idiot is, if it comes true, it's like, now we got in trouble. This son of a bitch is saying crazy stuff and it's coming true. It's crazy.
Yeah, you called out the enemy. You said and even the enemies are listening, so you called them out. So
oh, yeah.
The ears are perked.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, I know it was a October 15th TikTok about Red October, and I had to re-listen to the thing about four times. And what they're saying is, can you disclose the reason why Donald Trump went from only following three people on Truth Social to 55 people?
Yes.
That's a trick fucking question. I should have reverted that question. Now I'm reading it. I'm like, that's okay. Okay, thank you, Ken. Okay, but will you?
No. Not today.
That's always the answer.
The plot. Well, no, see, the plot thickening. It's like an aspic. It's like a terrine. It's setting. It's gelatinous.
Okay. Now, this is a humorous one, and I want you to lay it. Okay, Ian, there was two TikToks you sent me about Mr. Paul Pelosi and the Pelosi break-in or break-out.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. This one gets fun. This gets fun. Now, he's a MAGA lover. First of all, he's a Canadian citizen, and he's now an illegal alien, which they're going to deport him because they certainly can't depose him, because if they depose him, we're going to have trouble.
See. Yeah.
And how does this work? You get in your underclothes. Now, they make a big deal. They make a big deal, a big to-do about he's a nudist. Okay, but Paul Pelosi, last time we checked, he wasn't a nudist. And so both of these men, grown-ass men, in his house, in their drawers, fighting over a hammer. So somebody, Paul Pelosi, gets hammered pretty regular, apparently. And then everybody, the neighbors, and this little commune that's supposed to be top of the world, top of the heap, everybody says, oh, yes, there's all kinds of homosexual activity going on there. This is San Francisco. Yeah. There's always strange men coming here. Nancy's never here. She's never here. She's all over the place here. No, there's all kinds of activity going on. It's like, Paul goes down to the gay bar all the time. He likes to watch football down there. He watches the football game at the gay club. It seems the best place. They have the best TVs in the gay club. That's where they have to go. So it's kind of like, okay. Then you go through all these stages of apprehension. And so now they're going to put him in court or wherever they're going to put him. And then they're going to send him back to Canada where he can be happy. But you look at his postings. And all of a sudden, he becomes a neocon, yellow dog Democrat. So it's no wonder he wouldn't be welcomed in the Pelosi home, of course. And they got footage. The Capitol Police has footage of everything that goes on around the house that they had access to. But somehow, mysteriously, nobody was paying attention because Nasty wasn't there. Now, they have the footage, but they can't seem to release it for some reason. There's one little reason why they can't. And then one minute, there's a housekeeper. And then the next minute, there's not a housekeeper. And then 1 minute, he's Paul Pelosi calls in the bathroom while he's getting attacked by a crazy man with a hammer, goes into the bathroom, shuts the door, and then calls in a wellness check for himself. Calls in a wellness check. Excuse me, my name's Paul Pelosi. Could you please come by and check on me? I need a wellness check. Who, if you're able to call, for a wellness check, you must be pretty well off anyway. See the rub? And then it starts, now this goes on and on and on, and it just never ends. It's never ending. But the problem is, that's not the problem. The problem is that the shellacking is fixing to occur, and then everything's going to change. It's going to get very different here very quickly. It's pretty astounding. But that'll just cause more distractions to happen faster, which is what right. Bob was interested in anyway. So, Bob win. Lockdown Bob. Y'all seem to see what Lockdown Bob rule looks like. You see?
All right. Okay, and thank you for that. Okay, Ina, it was an interesting...
Did you ever explain how when he broke into the house with a hammer that the glass went all outside of the house? How do you do that? That's pretty damn good. He didn't even get glass inside the house. That's pretty good breaking in.
So, Ian, was that
cool, you bust
was that
the glass
just,
to you.
Were they laying out just to... was that created to look like a break-in?
No.
But they
No, they were. That wasn't a break-in, honey. That was a break-out. The hammer was hit the window from the inside of the house. They was beefing. Somebody was getting hammered, and it didn't go good. It wasn't going right. So.
Yeah, that's...
Gives a new meaning to cordis interruptus, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Right, that's a perfect example of a... Ooh. Okay, Ian, next TikTok. Testing Aperture Labs Sentry turret in the office. And, you know, I got to listen to that. I'm like, hey, that voice sounds similar. So, Ian, did someone create, because I did a search, that Sentry turret is something from the Portal game.
Yes.
Did somebody actually create one that I could
fly?
Yes. Damn.
Certainly. We do. We got them. It's Aperture Science.
Boy, that's tech body all over.
Thousands of them. And it's so sweet how it says, oh, hello, there you are. We have you now.
Hey, and I read the details, the specs on that. You just, like, there's like a drawer or something. You just put the bullets in, and it just takes them and lines them and fires them all out.
Sure.
It's not like a rifle or a handgun.
Right.
It's just
it won't
put them in
jam.
There and it just...
It won't jam.
Yeah.
It can't jam because there's no chamber for it to jam too.
Right. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's dangerous. That's really dangerous.
Yeah, fuck them watchdogs. There you go.
Yeah, that's what it's used for, like a watchdog, watchdog. Yeah.
And it's not going to love you up. It'll try to preach hell out of you, and then it's going to shoot hell out of you.
Okay, Ian, it was an interesting TikTok where this guy said, warning, this is not a joke. And so my question is, was there a 7.6 earthquake off the coast of Mexico, in the Gulf of Mexico, on September
20th? Yeah.
So what hit Florida was hit
two
by?
Two parts.
Okay.
Two parts. It's while the water was out of the bay. But they said it was a hurricane.
Right.
That the hurricane pulled it. But hurricane don't pull water out. Hurricane puts water in.
So that was a tsunami then, what took place in Florida. Wow.
Correct. Or indirectly, but yeah. But see, they've able to manipulate it now because it's getting easier. Because y'all, let me say, who is y'all? Me and Bob would kill us with our pronoun usage. Y'all sloppy speaking shit. Go get the grammar Nazi. Go get the grammar Nazi. He'll straighten it out. He'll show you about it. Anyway, everybody's so sloppy now, they don't care. They say, oh, a storm is coming. Oh, this, oh, that. You know, when's the last time you seen a picture in Florida, something messed up? They act like it never happened. completely eviscerated. You don't see no pictures. You don't see no United Way. You don't see no, send some money to Florida and fix this shit. And send us some, you got some extra blue tarpaulins. Send them down here. We need to cover up some of these piles of rubbish that's getting wet. You never heard nothing else about it. It's like it never happened.
Yeah.
All of a sudden. Just all of a sudden.
Okay, you said some words in there. Just a little backtrack here. So that 7.6 earthquake was created then, huh?
Yeah. It was a test. Because where it occurred, nobody gave a fuck.
Wow.
You know, okay. Some Spaniards got disheveled. Who cares? Who noticed?
Oh, that's fucked up.
They were disheveled before the damn thing went off. So it's like, okay.
Okay. And there was another TikTok where this guy was, you know, saying, okay, I'm going to acknowledge. And he was laying out all these documents. And I did some sifting. Was there a website created for declassified documents?
Oh, yeah.
Or something?
Yeah. That's right. And they're filling it. They're backfilling it now through the Freedom of Information Act.
Yeah, I saw that. I found the website, UNCNY News, and then you go into and you go to like the Black Vault, and it has all these documents.
You have to step to make sure that you're not a bot. You have to step to get to the deep part so you're not a bot, because they don't want that. They don't want that in a tech body.
It's already in the tech body.
Whatever you do, don't put it on the computer. Whatever you do. It's hysterical. Just hysterical.
Okay, Ian, last question on TikTok, because this was like I couldn't find it, but I'm 100% sure. There was a guy, it's called Just Food for Thought, and it was a guy outlining about the unloaded cargo ships, which happened like a year ago, and he was talking about the executive orders that Trump signed for the reason for the shipping being left off the coast. So is that still taking place? Is that why you resigned that? Or that's still taking place?
Oh,
don't hear nothing about that either. I mean, I
don't hear nothing about it. Well, see, there's no trucker shortage anymore because now the fuel's so goddamn expensive they can't run. They can't run $6 a gallon diesel.
Yeah, that's... Ian, is that going to manifest that diesel's going to run out?
It already has. Home heating oil, they call it heating oil. That is diesel. That's what it is. Now they have a 17-day supply in that the reddest parts of that place up there close to New York City.
Yeah.
And they gotta have a 30-day supply. And you got to have cash money, and you got to call 3 days. This is the fourth level of four. You have to call 3 days in advance to see if they're going to be able to fill your order. There's no guarantee that you can do that, and you may not get but 100 gallons, which is just in Vermont. That's bad news. We only had the Keystone Pipeline. It might have been okay, but they decided to turn that bitch off, so. They're going to burn houses to keep warm. It's going to set you corner of your house on fire. You keep warm and be safe. No problem.
Okay, and I found another question. I didn't fully review my question. The last question. Okay, there was a...
We know. This is the last question that was supposed to match to the figure out the first part that was supposed to go toward the end. Okay, good. We can do that now.
There was a headline news, and it was pretty interesting, about North Korea, Saudi Arabia... United States accusing Korea of supplying Russia. But the one thing going down, they said that astronomers detected three asteroids close to the Earth, two of which are planet killers, but NASA says they're not expected to hit Earth. Okay, my question is, are there two planet killer asteroids that are close to Earth?
Yes.
Okay, are they alien ships or the actual asteroids?
What's the difference? What's the difference?
No difference. I mean, you know.
But it sure is a lot easier to say, oh, we got bumped with a shoebox sized thing that drained the how did they get Cancun again? That's how you got the Gulf of Mexico with an asteroid.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Iron, are they really asteroids or alien ships? I mean, what's the difference? I mean, the difference is that
there's
aliens
no difference.
Are in...
Okay, no but, difference.
Okay, but for Bert, the difference is an asteroid is a large space rock, and a ship would have aliens inside. So...
But, and it could also be a space rock.
Okay.
So the answer is yes to both.
Okay. To both. Okay. All right.
Now here's the question. Here's the question. The question should be, hey, Ion, whatever's drawing this planet-killing asteroid to here, where'd it come from? Where's it going? Where were they aiming? We'd say, oh, pretty close to what you call Antarctica.
Oh, my goodness.
Why do you think they've been so busy flooding the tunnels? They're trying to flush them out.
Okay, they...
Reel them in.
Okay, Ian, so that's the B-2 aliens trying to flush the tunnels for the other aliens? Is that what's taking place? Is that what you're saying?
Boy, we certainly wouldn't want to say it like that, but yeah.
Wow. That's like you said, it's too late. You and Bob said it at the beginning.
That's why we're able to say it, because we would never say that otherwise. It's too much. It's too much. And then there'll be the little ticky-tacky people that says, well, I heard from a good source. Do you like how to, I got a confirmed source, my friend that so-and-so told me this. And it's straight out of the goddamn Iron and Bob. Straight, word for word. Crazy.
Okay, that's why you and Bob said it's too late.
But it's a little embarrassing, because it's kind of like, phew. You know, these jockey junkies run around here think they run something. They don't run nothing.
Well, Ian, thank you. Bob, Carolyn, thank you so much. I'm sated. I'll be reloaded for the next show.